Welcome to your five for the day. One day, as Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem, near to Jericho, a great crowd was with him, and something caught his attention which made him stand still. On the side of the road was a man called Bartimaeus, who, because of his condition and the society in which he lived, was entirely dependent on the pity of others. His blindness meant that he couldn't see where he was going, nor how to get where he wanted to go, not to mention the obstacles in his way. He was a beggar. Although he couldn't see, his hearing was sharp enough, and, hearing the movement of a great crowd close to where he was, he asked what it was all about. The people told him that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby. Despite his chance to receive more gifts than he might on a usual day from the large number, he began to cry out for mercy from just one man, Jesus. The crowd tried to get him to be quiet, but the more they tried to stop him, the more he cried out for pity from the man who is the center of attention. Likely he had heard about the amazing things Jesus had done for other people, and clearly he realized his opportunity. If Jesus would give him sight, he would no longer be reliant on the generosity of others, but he would be able to earn his own means. Whilst pressing forward on his journey, would Jesus have time for this needy man? Would Jesus be interested in this poor, blind beggar? The Bible says Jesus stood still. Blind Bartimaeus was still calling and didn't realize that Jesus had already responded. Above the noise of the great number of people all around him, the voice of this man's cry had caught his attention, and the very moment he heard it, he had stopped and given instruction for the man to be called. And so the message was carried to Bartimaeus. He's calling for you. All he had to do was come to the Lord Jesus and ask for what he needed, and it was given. Bartimaeus was able to see. In times of international unrest and unhappiness in so many people's lives, some today are crying out, if God is a God of love, then why doesn't he do something? Unknown to so many who haven't yet seen it for themselves, he already has. God's pity has gone further than a heartfelt sympathy. He has given the greatest demonstration of love which has ever been seen. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, he's calling for people to be brought to him. He's calling for you. All that remains is for you to ask him to save you, and he will. Is God interested in the call of one person amongst the billions all over the globe? The answer is a definite yes. There is joy in heaven over just one sinner that is repenting. The very reason the Lord Jesus died was so that individuals like you and me could pray to God and ask for his forgiveness. He heard my cry, and he'll hear yours. As Bartimaeus came, he threw away his garment. At times, clothes can tell us a lot about someone's occupation and activities. For example, a fluorescent jacket might be worn by night workers or those who work near to roads. Various types of sportswear might indicate what someone does in their leisure time. This man's coat summed up all that he was. It was a beggar's cloak. Coming to Jesus, he knew that he wouldn't be needing it any more. He was leaving the roadside to follow Jesus in the way. So, putting faith in the Lord Jesus brings about a change in our behaviour. The things which belonged to the old, sinful way of life which brought sadness to God are left behind. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. With our sins forgiven, we can read the Bible and find that we're able to see things from God's perspective. God's word is a lamp to our feet. It shows us where we are, and it's a light to our path. It shows us where we're going. Do you know where you're going when this life has ended? Do you know how to get where you want to go? Do you know that sin will stop you going to heaven? God shows us the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. In the words of the American composer and hymn writer Philip Bliss, no darkness have we who in Jesus abide. The light of the world is Jesus. We walk in the light when we follow our guide. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. Thank you again for listening.